For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ah, here we are again. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we doing?
Spike, doing well. Jackie Baseball, forget about yesterday. That was a scheduled loss, as Doc Rivers would say. Holla at your boy.
Big series tonight, boys. Big series tonight.
Big series. Can't. When's Taiwan go again? Soon?
Never again.
Never again. You sure? They just win when he pitches, though, buddy. They just win. So here we are. We will take you up until the, obviously we'll take you to 6 o'clock, but we will take you to the end of the Eagles Radiothon, where all of the bidding ends at 5 p.m. Our one mission is to make sure that our live broadcast goes for more than the morning show's live broadcast, to be quite honest.
That is number one
mission. That is the number one mission. Yeah. Obviously, it is a great cause, but we need to beat them. So there are a lot of great items that we will get to. We have a bunch of great guests to talk about those items. Kylie Kelsey will join us at 2:30. She, along with Jason, is designing this year's T-shirt, which has yet to be officially designed, but you can buy it and you can be assured that it'll be good because it's Kylie and Jason.
Yes.
Go to EaglesRadiothon.com. It's $30. You could buy that now. So Kylie,
and they'll take our ideas from the afternoon show.
Yes, I've heard you've given some ideas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard you were in the brainstorm.
Yeah, got some eye rolls.
Okay.
Got some eye rolls.
Some eye rolls.
It's no different than the show then.
Listen, just another day. Hey, yeah. It's all about keeping your head down.
Larry Anderson will join us at 3 o'clock. Then at 3:30, Reed Blankenship will join us, who has an item on the Eagles Radiothon auction. Mm-hmm. He and Cooper DeGene will throw axes with you.
How about that?
Axe throwing at the NovaCare complex, which I'm terrified of, which we will talk about with Reed. Then at 4 o'clock, Lane Johnson joins us. And I think that's everybody. And then the bidding goes up until 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So, and you can just donate. By the way, you don't have to bid on anything. You can send a text message. Put the word afternoon in a text to 53209. Text afternoon to 53209 and help us raise a ton of money for the Eagles Autism Foundation. Beat last year. And whatever you can donate if you do that, by the way. $5, $10, whatever it is.
Well, listen, we're looking to set records and break records like we do every year around here. So we got a lofty goal that we have to reach this year, because last year we set the bar even higher by setting a new record of over $400,000 last year. We're trying to get to that $500,000 mark this year. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm just throwing a number out there. I mean, it takes all of us. And I always say this, like, we're like the vehicle. That's all we are. We're the vehicle. We're passing along the information. We obviously care about the cause and want to help raise as much as we can. But this is all about our listeners and the people in the Delaware Valley that also care about this cause. And they champion the cause by constantly stepping up each year and increasing and raising this total. We've been doing this for how many years now, Ryan? Since 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 2018?
And it seems like it gets a little bigger each year. It seems like we are trying to surpass the mark
every year.
We hit
There's
every
always,
year.
It's a moving target. We are never done raising money. And I had an idea. Because so if we're not there, like if we're not
at
the end of our goal.
Look how fearful he is.
I mean,
this never turns
you
out
can
well
definitely
for me.
Write a charitable donation to the foundation, and we can guarantee that we get to that $500,000. So
come on, Ike.
If you can just agree to get us there.
Well, I'll tell you what. If me being in a dump tank could get us there, then I'd be willing to go again.
Oh, You heard it here, everybody. Ike in a dunk tank. So whatever it takes.
I can't believe I said
that's
that.
That's the mentality that you have, whatever it takes.
I can't believe I said
so
that.
So actually, my goal should be we get to 489 or something so we guarantee the dunk tank. Or we just keep moving the goal back.
I mean, he did the dunk tank in April for the draft. It was freezing.
Yes.
We were a little concerned about hypothermia.
Do I get to put a temperature stipulation in there somewhere? Yes.
I feel like we owe you that at least.
As long as it's 50 degrees, I guess I'll be okay.
It wasn't even a dunk tank. It was like a polar plunge. Like, that's what it ended up being.
I could just imagine Ike afterwards, everybody looking at him, go, look, it was cold in the water. It's cold in here. It's cold.
I got to be honest.
Yeah.
Joe Giglio went after me.
Oh, really?
So he actually got the night shift.
Yeah.
Well, and you warmed the pool for him.
Yeah. By the way, not a lot of meat on Joe Giglio's bones.
I did not warm the pool for him.
Dude, it changed colors.
Cut your mic off.
Oh, yeah. All right. Cut his own mic off.
Well, there's a lot of work to do. We're chasing another record. We could not be more thankful to the generosity of the fans, the fact that they respond to all of these fun and exciting opportunities that there are, whether it's a player experience or, like I said, you're running out of the tunnel. We show your photo to security so you will not be tackled and you can enjoy the game afterwards. You will not be in our little jail cell. So
get your photo.
That actually happened once,
and I actually thought it was someone.
Wait, the next week was our run out of the tunnel, and I was like, Dom, this guy's with us. He's with us. And like, so we had to like share the photo because happened. They tackled him. Like, Dom's like muscling the guy out very next week. It was our radiothon experience. And we, even the donor was like, no one's going to get me.
That's awesome. Yeah, and there are a bunch of great items. The thing we were talking about yesterday, the Sirianni play horse with Sirianni is up to $7,000 last we checked. But we'll go throughout the day, we'll go through some items because there are some that, you know, obviously there's some that, you know, the Christmas one is up to almost $20,000. But there's some that are right around $1,000 still that you could bid on.
And there's always like this added value. We talked about it a little earlier with the axe throwing. Last year, Coach rode by, got out of his Jeep and was like, I could do this. And then he starts throwing axes.
Here we go, this guy.
He beat everyone. He like threw that bullseye and was like, game, and walked away. Yeah, so
Not surprising at all that he would do that.
Yeah.
So we will take you through that throughout the show. Also, we're looking forward to having Reed and Kylie and Lane on. And we'll hit that number, or we'll hit just short of that number so we can get Ike back in the dunk tank. I can't believe you, but he's such a softy, isn't he?
She gets me every year, man. I'm telling you, man. She knows it.
He's a tough guy until you just gotta smile, say please.
Anything for the kids.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we appreciate it, guys.
Yeah,
all right, let's
of course.
Do this.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know.
What we got today, brother?
Well, it's almost time for the team to leave for Brazil, right?
Yep, next
week they leave for Brazil. They'll be there all week long. Training camp is done. The preseason games are done. And the last time I think we really talked about their record was when the schedule came out.
Yeah.
I remember when schedule day came out. We all came up with our win totals. And I'm curious, now that you have seen all of training camp for the Eagles and you have seen the three amazing preseason games.
That's right.
Is your win total going to go? I think you were at 11 or 12. Is your win total now, after you've seen camp, you've heard about camp, you've seen the games, is it going up? Is it staying the same? Or is it going down?
It's gone up just a little bit. Just a little bit. I think from where I was at the beginning of training camp going in to where I am now, I certainly feel better about the team. Knock on wood, they were able to get through training camp without it losing any significant players for a significant amount of time due to injuries. You always worry about that with the preseason and the training camp.
Well, they did lose Bradbury.
You couldn't resist.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
I was thinking,
do I interrupt?
But I was there.
Okay.
It was there.
All right.
Basically, all you did was took the opportunity from me having to point that out. So I appreciate it.
You got it.
Yes, we did lose James Bradbury yesterday. Boy, amazing how that thing works.
Yeah, fortunate enough
to make it through all of training camp.
Every single practice.
Unscathed.
And then right before.
The first practice. After final cuts?
This is after he tripped. Remember he fell?
Remember that?
He called Life Alert?
Oh, God.
Do you think he goes to Brazil?
No, you may be chilling back here with us.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Can we bring him in studio next week?
Yeah.
To that point, I feel better. And right now, I certainly believe they'll win a minimum of 12 games.
Okay.
next week is a game I think is just up in the air for me.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay is a very good team. I could see this game going either way. I like our chances going over there because I think we're fully healthy. So I want to see how this game turns out next week. They win next week, I'm looking at a 13-14
wow.
in my mind. If they don't happen to win next week, I still think the season will still be a very good season, and they win at least 12 games.
So thinking about raising win total, lowering win total, or keeping the same, I'm going to keep mine the same.
Okay.
So I said, when the schedule came out, I said 10 wins. Mm-hmm. Everybody got mad at me, blah, 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 blah. But I said 10 wins. And then I was on the path to increasing the win total as Jalen came in. The vibes were good. Practice was great. He didn't throw, I don't know if you guys heard this, but he didn't throw an interception for 305 straight training camp practices. I don't know if you remember that. Jack, did you?
By the way, if we had 2 extra minutes of Sirianni, I needed that.
Yes.
Was there a celebration planned around the interception?
So I felt good about it. And I think the vibes were good. And I felt good. I actually felt good about camp overall. But what has kept me from increasing my win total is there are a lot of other questions that either weren't answered or popped up that I hadn't thought about. The first question is basically at every position on defense, most notably getting to the quarterback. You know, the entire defense in general, if you're not getting to the quarterback, makes it impossible for everybody else. And until I can see that Josh Sweat is going to be effective, until I can see that Jordan Davis is going to be effective, until I can see that Bryce Huff is going to be effective, I just can't get there with being confident in the defense, even though there are parts of it that I do feel better about. Quinion Mitchell looks like he can play, right?
And we're back in 27.
Trot can play.
I mean, he has his number 27.
Yes, has the correct
that number.
That number
30 was just not going to work for me.
There are too many questions there. The other things that are keeping me from increasing the win total is, and Elliot has gotten in my head about offensive line depth.
I see. Leo! I knew it.
He got in my head a little bit. Well, it was a worry beforehand. The Cam Jurgens thing, just in general, replacing Jason Kelce was a worry.
Sure.
But then just like, well, if one of them gets hurt, where are the other guys? And I know you say it every time. They always find somebody. Stoutland knows what he's doing. And so,
well, we do.
I can't get there until I see it, honestly. And even Mekhi Becton's like 7 feet tall. He's playing guard.
Oh, watch how he plays this year.
All right. Okay.
Be a Pro Bowl alternate at a minimum.
Let's settle down over there. And then the other questions are, they've got two new coordinators. And it just seems, you know, we had Nick Sirianni on yesterday, and mm-hmm. I felt like everything he said was great, but he did say one thing that stuck into my head, is that he even said, and I would say that he, I forget the word, I can't figure out the word I'm looking for, but he said having new coordinators and developing a workflow with them is a lot of work.
Yep.
And we all just seemed to think they would come in, Vic Fangio would have the defense, Kellen Moore would have the offense, boom, easy, they know what they're doing. But there is a workflow that they all have to figure out. The players have to figure out the coordinators, but also the head coach has to figure out the coordinators. They have to figure out him. And it's not like he made me more nervous about it, but him even conceding, hey, this is a lot to figure out.
Right.
Not in a bad way, in an honest way.
Yeah.
Two new coordinators, especially guys that have not been in the building prior to this season,
mm-hmm.
without knowing each other in a real way.
And never worked with each other before.
No, and I don't, you know, every time I say 10 wins, everybody thinks that's a negative thing. It doesn't, and I know it's fewer wins than last year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel negative about it. I think, and I know you feel differently, I think they could have a season that is 10 or 11 wins, and we walk away with thinking, okay, we're closer to where we were at the end of last year. We feel good about things. I think you can have a positive. I know everybody's talking about Super Bowl. I'm aware.
I find it hard to come up with a scenario where this team finishes at 10-7 and everybody feels like the future is bright and we're positive and this was a plus. I don't see how that's not underachieving.
Can
Can I give you an example?
Yes.
Even though this is, we could come up with a million hypotheticals. If they start off 1-4 and end up 10-7, that feels like we would probably feel real good about it. So they're a wild card.
What do you think we're going to feel like at 1-4?
Well, it's not going to feel great then, okay, but at the end of the year. At the end of the year. So,
yeah, we're like, okay then. I think, who knows what the hell. You do know if they start off 1-4, the conversation in this city will be a lot different than what it is right now.
Look, this audio will not be able to be played. It'll be lost forever. You'll never be able to find it and say that it's going to happen. Like, but
are you kidding me?
But I do think there's a scenario in which they are better in the second half of the year than they are in the first half of the year, just because of all they're learning to have. And if they were to able to show that, I'm just giving an example of how 10 wins could feel bad. If they're able to show resolve to battle back from something like that, then that's a situation.
And you know what I'm going to say to that?
Yes.
I want you to keep this same energy when they're 10-7.
You know what energy
I'm just saying, because you're anticipating it and you can see it. Yes. I don't want you firing anybody. I don't want you benching the quarterback. I don't want to hear the quarterback stinks, because right now you're telling me you would feel positive with a 10-7 result.
I'm saying you could feel positive about a 10-7 result. There are all different 10-7 seasons,
I would say.
So that I could just,
most of them, when you got this type of talent.
Yes.
Does not feel good.
Yeah, there might be a couple of signings here and there that people question if they end up 10-7. So, what are you feeling? Are you feeling more wins than you originally thought, less or the same? 215-592-9494. Now, Jack, I forget.
So I'm going to be locked in at the same then.
I'm going to be locked in at the same, I think. Oh, you're going to be locked in?
Well, am I? I mean, I said 12-5.
Oh, you said 12. Okay. Kinda, so that's
you don't want to get out of control.
I'm not going to go 14-3.
Leaves next week to get out of control. Where, Jack, are you higher, lower, or the same?
So I was at 11 wins.
Okay.
Always positive on the Eagles.
Yep.
And I want to go up one more, but I'm keeping it at 11.
Okay. So
staying
you're
at 11. Oh, and I need to see the defense first, but I'm still a little cautious. And thank God, you know, we have the guy handling the blitz now. You know, he can do it on his own accord.
He's been waiting. Thank God he finally has the opportunity.
He halted his progress. Yes. Yep.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
We don't need no unnecessary shots, Jack.
No, it's just like it's halted his progress. Yeah. Let's not take notes from the guy who did it for 12 years.
We just need your prediction. We don't need no unnecessary, you know, shots at nobody. Just ask for the prediction.
Corey's taking my spot now, telling Jack to shut up, you know?
Hey, man, look. I got us at 13 wins, man. Hey, man, they tweeting out some catches by Jahan Dotson. I'm thinking about going up to 14. They tweeting out some nice catches now. But hey, I'm gonna stay at 13 wins. Let me give y'all some talk about the defense, right?
Yeah.
You're not gonna be Josh Sweat, Bryce Huff. I'm not even gonna say Nolan Smith. I'm not BG. You're not gonna be going against Lane Johnson. Like, the Bengals don't got Lane Johnson and Mailata. The Commanders ain't got Lane Johnson and Mailata. The Cowboys, like, a lot of these teams. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about details, Ike. Let them cook.
Well, the guy's been here 5 years. I mean, I mess up names from guys that have been here 5 weeks.
Well,
not 5 years.
We don't know how they pronounce it in Australia. It could be different. It could be Mailata there.
But you're not going to be going against them dudes every single week. And Elliott said towards the end of practice, the defensive line was starting to get pressure. So, with the defense, is that what he said? I'm going to talk to him at 4 o'clock. We got Ed Reed, Blankenship back there. I'm back with my boy Ed Reed and CJ Gardner-Johnson back there, like the Super Bowl year, man in the back end. We got rid of Bradberry. I don't care what kind of injury he got. If it was fake, not fake. And he said he hurt, good. We don't need him here. Get him off the team. All right, N'Kobe Dean start having a good camp. These young dudes is hungry. They going to prove to y'all that they can play. Now, the offense, let me tell you, I worried about Green Bay. I'm not worried about Green Bay. Listen, when it comes to this offense, and I'm going to close with this because y'all already know. Let me tell y'all about this dude that play quarterback, man. This dude this year on a mission, I'm telling y'all right now, 2022, y'all gonna look at 2022 like that season wasn't even that good after this year. This dude this year is going to have 35 touchdowns. I'm telling, and I ain't even talking about the tush push. That might take it to 50. If they doing tush pushes, he might have 50. I'm telling you right now.
Kiss my ass.
Touchdowns. I'm telling you, this dude is focused. You got AJ, you got Devontae. This team is on a mission. A lot of doubt has been put out, and I love the doubt. You got this clown Nick Wright talking about third best team in the even this, these dudes could play bad and they still wouldn't finish third in the division. Saquon Barkley? Come on, man. Hey, man, 13 wins, baby.
He's locked in. 13 wins.
Lock it in. We about to have a parade this year. Go Birds, baby.
There he is. I would expect nothing less. We have to lock him and OG Wade up in a padded room, yes. I think, until mid-season, you know.
We see Carl Anthony Towns.
Well, he's a big Eagles fan.
He predicted the Eagles go 17-0.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Got a winner like him.
Yeah, he knows how to identify winners. Yeah.
All right. Kylie Kelce joins us next. We have some games for Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is it's a great opportunity to have her on. We're going to test her from-here-ness a little bit.
Hold her accountable.
Hold her accountable. And we'll find out about, you know, if she's any closer to designing that T-shirt. You got to print them eventually, right? So, by the way, you can get the Eagles Radiothon T-shirt to support the Eagles Autism Foundation, designed by Jason and Kylie Kelce, eventually, $30 at EaglesRadiothon.com. By the way, we mentioned some of the items that are going for big money. There's one that seems underpriced to me. Ice cream party with Nolan Smith, N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis, and Jalen Carter. Mm. You and five guests. Ice cream party at the NovaCare. It's only at $1,300 right now. Get four Eagles there for $1,300.
Not a, you're a Georgia Bulldog fan. That's a Bulldog ice cream party.
Yeah, we need to
right
get the boosters on that.
By the way, it's you and five guests. That's six people.
Yeah.
I'll get all your. That's math.
That was good math. But yeah, way to go, man.
You know, 1150 on my SATs. You just get a few people together. You say you give this much, you give that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course,
that's a way undervalued item.
Way undervalued.
Well, I mean, first of all, you got three players that's going to be there with you. You have an ice cream social.
Four players.
Is it four players? I'm sorry. Four players.
N'Kobe, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and wait, I'm forgetting somebody.
Nolan Smith.
Okay. Okay. There you go. Yeah.
So they
just left Keeley out.
Did we leave Keeley out? A Georgia guy.
Yeah. No Keeley.
Okay.
Let me get
it. We need that accountability. So just then, accountability.
A couple of items very close to our heart.
Max is like, what the hell are we listening
yeah.
to?
The WIP afternoon show broadcast from your business or home. By the way, we will do the show from your home if all the equipment works, which we think it will.
We do request that the equipment works.
Yes.
And if there's a running bathroom. I'm just saying, I need to make sure the bathroom works.
Even outside. If the bathroom's outside, that's fine too. But that's only a $4,300. And I have to tell you, if you were to come in here and try to buy that broadcast, you're talking five, six times what
easily.
That is. Easily.
Easily.
So, and we have to beat the morning show. We're a couple thousand behind them. And we do have the WIP afternoon show behind the scene sit in. You can sit in here in the studio. I think that's at 1100.
And while we would certainly appreciate if someone wanted us to come to their home, we don't have a problem doing that. But when you're talking about a local business,
yes,
and having us do the show from your local business, you're talking about advertising 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, leading up to the experience of us doing it. So we're going to be talking about your business leading up to the experience. And then we're going to spend days talking about it afterwards. So we're going to talk about the experience afterwards. So you're, like Spike just said, to pay for that type of airtime here at WIP would certainly cost you five, six, seven, eight times more. Then what is that, Spike?
Right, it's at $4,300.
Nah, come on, man.
I mean, right now, all of our salespeople are standing on the roof, threatening
like,
to
are
leave.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
We're like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And Jack will do an Eagles chant at your business as many times as you want.
Right.
Yeah, and we bring him with us.
And the top five.
And the top five at your business. Yep. And as many Eagles chants as you want.
And Ellie will probably come.
We're promising Ellie.
Oh, we always bring him. We bring him everywhere.
Why not? Throw Elliot Sword Parks in there.
His name's probably
going
to the show before mine.
Bring his legal pad with him and everything.
Yes. We'll have him tweet from your business.
Yes.
Well,
as long as it's not in Brazil. Yeah. Kylie Kelce joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jack's favorite song. It is the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Eagles Radiothon going up until 5 o'clock. You can bid on all of the items at eaglesradiothon.com. Kylie Kelsey joins us, who is, the rumor is that you and Jason are designing this t-shirt, but I still have yet to see, I've yet to see, Jack, do you have her up? There you go. Go ahead.
We are designing actively. We were just in our conference room.
Yeah.
And we were going over all of the potentials.
What did you think of Jack's ideas, though?
Jack actually came in with some heat.
He was, really?
He was actually contributing.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this is the first time for everything.
I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
Yeah, first time for everything.
That's news to this reporter.
Yeah, I wonder what that's like, having Jack contributing in the meeting. Holy cow. Well, and that is $30. You can get it at eaglesradiothon.com. I'm sure you'll come up with something great. I was thinking before the show, when was the first time I heard Kylie's name? And I don't know if you remember this. So I was program director here, and Jason would do this weekly call-in for years. And we would pay Jason for the call-in. It wasn't like a great deal of money. He enjoyed doing it, but we paid him every week. And we would send him, our accounting department would send him these checks, and he would never deposit them.
Yes.
And it would drive, if you're in accounting, not depositing checks drives them crazy.
Yes.
Because their ledger says one thing, but the actual account says another thing.
Yes.
And then the checks would expire, and we would reissue the checks.
Yes.
And he would not deposit them then.
Correct.
And then the first time I heard your name, I heard, Kylie is there. She's going to help Jason deposit the checks.
Yes.
And it was miraculous. And the checks got deposited. So
it's
you're the responsible one, from what I can tell.
For sure. Which is, let me be clear. It's a low bar. I don't actually need to be that responsible to be able to be more responsible than my husband.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm definitely the responsible one in our house, but it's not by much.
Well, depositing checks.
Let's get straight to the Amazon.com check, man.
Yeah.
It's serious.
Ooh,
huh?
Boy.
Yo, we were talking about it yesterday. I said, I've been doing a podcast for 11 years. The Amazon never called me. What the
you
hell?
Know what? Maybe it's a brother thing.
Yes.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you one thing. My brother's not nearly as talented as Travis is. So I think I'm out of luck on that one, too.
It's a shame.
So, yeah. So we have a couple of, we were trying to think of ideas for you.
Sure.
And because you said we could, you know, have fun.
Go for it.
Whatever bits. So we have two. And the first one is basically like a from here quiz. And we called it the hoagie mouth quiz.
Okay.
So the hoagie mouth quiz is, I am going to show you a word and you have to pronounce this word as somebody who is from here.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't have one of my favorites on there,
I will
tell you at the end.
Okay.
If you don't have it on there, I will tell you at the end, because it is a great debate in our house.
Oh.
Great debate.
I think it might even be on
there. It's on there.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to show and I'm going to hold it here so the camera can see it.
Sure.
Okay, this one's easy.
That's water.
Water. Okay.
Perfect.
One for one.
What is it?
One for
it's
one.
It's water.
Ike has lived here.
Yeah.
Ike has lived here for 2 decades.
Yeah, and, 2.5.
And cannot get over the fact that these were...
That these words leave people's mouths.
It's amazing to me.
Yeah.
By the way, coming from the Midwest, where Jason's from Ohio, yes. So, you know, we have our own little...
Absolutely.
Plane. You say theater. But a theater.
Also, Jason, it always caught me. He always says, like, fired, but it's the way he says it, I'm like, that's such a strange...
It's like a consonant, or a syllable.
Yes,
to it.
It just fired. Hits your ears fired. Funny. Fired.
Fired.
And I'm like, what? Yeah. He also thinks Aaron and Aaron are the same name. Don't get me started.
I've heard that. Yes. So A-A-R-O-N and E-R-O.
Yes. He thinks they're pronounced exactly the same.
He wants A-A-Ron.
Does he call soda pop?
He does.
Yes, that's an Ohio thing.
When
yes.
he talks about how much pop they used to drink, he specifically says pop. Yes.
You guys have worked out of me. I don't use pop anymore.
No,
yeah,
it's
that's out of my vocabulary now.
Yeah.
Okay.
That and gym shoes.
Gym shoes?
Yeah.
You say that?
We say gym shoes from
sneakers.
From yes, yeah, sneakers here.
Sneakers and some places say
tennis shoes,
yeah. Running shoes I've
yep.
heard. So
we use gym
all right.
shoes.
Okay. The next one
back to Cali, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
The hoagie mouth quiz.
Oh, that's home.
Home. Correct. Two for two.
Nailed it.
All right.
Oh, in the same category, phone.
Phone. There you go. Three for three.
Yes.
She's nailing it.
Oh. I can hear it now. I'm listening for it, and I can hear it. Yes.
Well, look, another one.
Oh, that's the dome.
Dome. Okay, correct. Undefeated so far. Now these are a little more difficult, all right?
That's a crown.
Crown. She got it right.
Thank
so
you.
The word is spelled... C-R-A-Y-O-N, and somehow it has come up with...
Crown. To be clear, I do not pronounce these words in my daily life this, but
yes.
I am fully aware of how they are supposed to be pronounced in this area.
Okay.
The crown crayon thing, I'll never understand that one.
So I don't do it anymore. When I got to college and heard myself for the first time, that when I was in broadcasting school, I was like, all right, I'm changing all this. But my wife spoke this way until I made fun of her and essentially shamed her out of it.
Yes.
She still has a little bit. So, all right, we have two more.
Okay. This one, I'm going to say crick.
You got it.
Oh, God.
C-R-E-E-K.
Yes.
Hoagie mouth quiz undefeated so far.
Wow.
Oh, that's the Eagles.
There we go.
Wow.
Undefeated.
Never a doubt.
And just for an exclamation
point. Just for good measure, that's a hoagie.
Hoagie. She nailed it.
Now, Kylie nails the hoagie mouth quiz.
Now, what's the word?
The great debate in our house.
Do you want to spell it?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to spell it first before I say it, because unless you are from that area, familiar with the area, you will think that I am making this up, because Jason genuinely believes I'm making this up. The street is S-A-L-M-O-N. Okay?
Salem.
No.
Like the fish.
So.
Oh, I can't spell.
Okay, now wait a minute. Now, I'm from here. I've never heard anyone say anything other than salmon.
Salmon.
Yes. Okay, so if you go to that area,
yep.
It is Salmon Street. Don't question me on it.
Where is it?
It's in Port Richmond, I believe, technically.
All right.
My dad is from Kensington. So I have, my whole family will tell you that Swiyaki's Meats, where we get our kibasi, is on Salmon Street. You can't tell them otherwise. The one day Jason called my mom to be like, Lise, because my mom is from the suburbs, she'll tell you the real way to pronounce something.
So
she called a business that is on that street to say, what street are you on? And they said, we're located on Salmon Street.
Now, do those people in that area call the fish salmon?
I believe so, yes.
Ah, so it's even though it is spelled...
Like my family members will say, that is a piece of salmon. I'm going to Salmon Street.
Huh.
It was salmon until I got to college.
Oh, you called it salmon?
Yes. And then I realized...
To be fair, I think there are parts
of
the country
that... what the hell are y'all talking about, salmon? Like, what are you talking about?
That was like Arkansas for me.
Yeah.
I said Arkansas.
Then I had to realize I was in the minority.
If you're going phonetic...
Yes.
It's salmon.
It's salmon,
but,
right?
But no.
Yeah, don't make excuses for him.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sure, if you're going phonetic, sure, we can do this all day long.
I learned. Sorry, I tried.
Yeah.
I corrected myself now. It's salmon. I'm with it now.
His name's on the show, but we can still tell him when he's wrong. You know, it's.
I really tried.
Okay.
That's so good. Thank you.
So we have a second game.
Okay.
If you're right. And
sure.
It is called, this was Jack's idea. It's a good idea. It's called, What Was Kylie Thinking?
Oh, no.
No. It's not what you think.
Okay.
We are going to play you something that Jason did. And
oh,
we
perfect.
Want to know when you what you were thinking.
I can
in
do
that
this.
Moment. Yeah.
Now, we don't have, eventually, by next year, we will have things that you did that you should be embarrassed by.
Delightful.
We're
going to
go very deep into that. All right, Jack.
There's a laundry list. Yes.
Jack, do you want to play the first clip?
He got lost. How do you lose him? Oh, there's his brother. Says, right on, that's Jason.
Now, that was at the game when Jason, at the Bills game? It was against the Bills?
Yes.
When he had his shirt off in the box.
Oh, sweet. Yes.
Yes, in the suite.
Yes.
Going through your mind at the time was?
There he goes.
That's it. Just used to it.
Because he warned me. He got into the suite.
Yes.
He had been walking through the tailgates and doing a bunch of stuff out in the parking lot, enjoying the Bills Mafia, and then got into the suite and immediately divulged his plan. He was like, the shirt is coming off. And I was like, I don't know about that. And he was like, and I'm jumping out of the front of the suite. And I was like, okay. This sounds like there's no break here.
Yeah.
So
there's no sense
only
in trying
a gas
to stop
pedal.
It.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Okay, here is the second one.
Wait, how they doing? How those two doing? How does love? No, that's all right.
Hey,
yeah.
I know
everything you say gets quoted on these days. You know that, right?
I know. I get it. And that's the way the world works. And Tony kind of blindsided me with that question on Thursday night. And I don't know. It's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening in Travis's love life. And I try to keep, his business kind of his business and stay out of that world. But having said that, man, I think they're doing great, and I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this soon goes to Mountain Dew.
Whoa! Good for them, Jason. Good for them, man.
So there you go. Jason reveals officially that
the
Travis Kelce.
Best part of that clip is right after he finishes talking, saying the sarcastic thing he finished with. You can't hear him, but underneath of the noise, he says "Oh, I'm kidding."
Oh, really?
Yes. And so he said it sarcastically to be like, oh, yeah, guys, they're doing great. They're in love. Like just sort of given too much information.
Yep.
But he got off the call and he was like, I don't think they heard me say I was kidding.
And if they would have ignored it anyway.
Yeah, 1,000%. They would have put a sound effect over
yes.
it. Yeah. No. No, I think it's so funny when he gets into it's his brother. People want to ask him questions about his love life, and it's his brother, so he feels inclined to be like, oh, it's my brother.
Right.
And you're like, no, you have to take into consideration a certain level of discrepancy here.
It's not just your brother in this case.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
But if you listen back really closely, he does say, I'm kidding.
I didn't hear that.
Sorry.
No.
Squash it.
Well,
yeah, it's okay. We
worked
ran
out
with
the same
it anyway.
Way
yeah, it
us.
Worked
yeah.
out for us. Yes.
Okay. So the final one for what was Kylie thinking is this clip.
No one wanted us. No one liked this team. No analyst liked this team to win the Super Bowl, and nobody likes our fans. And you know what? I've just heard one of the best chants this past day. And it's one of my favorite, and it's new, and I hope y'all learn it. Because I'm about to drop it right now. You know what I got to say? To all those people that doubted us, to all those people that counted us out, and to everybody who said that we couldn't get it done. What my man Jay Ajayi just said. F*** you!
Yeah.
I mean, it's an all-timer.
It is.
Truthfully. And
honestly, I say it all the time, but that was one of those moments where I'm like, he's not from here, but he gets it.
Oh, yeah. He sure does.
That, I will say, he got to his third F-bomb in his speech, and I just had a moment of we're toting a line here. The first three, first couple,
okay
I was like, yes,
couple.
Say it like you mean it. And then by the third, I'm like, Jay, maybe not so much.
Dial it back a little bit.
Well, what's funny is while it was happening, I was here at the radio station with everybody. You know, most of the station was at the broadcast, but I was here keeping an eye on everything. And they, you know, we're airing everything live. We can basically dump three times. We have enough delay to dump. And I'm standing over the producer's shoulder and we're like, one, two. And then if he had done it again, we had there was nothing we could do. No. And we had.
He hit you perfectly on three.
Yes.
Yes.
So he was thinking of us, I think.
I think he might have been.
Really thoughtful.
That was really professional.
Really thoughtful. Well, thank you for joining us.
No, obviously, thank you for having us.
For all of the work you do for the Eagles Autism Foundation.
Happy to.
And we hope you sell a billion t-shirts, and it's going to be the greatest t-shirt ever designed.
I mean, I said to the midday show, at the very least, it will have Go Birds, so.
Oh, well, there you go.
At the very least, yes. Yeah.
At the very least, there will be a Go Birds.
For most people, that's enough.
That's a baseline.
That's enough, yeah. So thanks so much, and you can order the t-shirt, EaglesRadiothon.com.
Yes.
Kylie, you're wonderful. Ryan, to me, is all going to always be the face of Eagles, Autism, the foundation, and everything. But outside of Jeffrey Lurie, who we know this is his baby entirely, what you've done to contribute and the active role you've taken in doing this, I see you guys walking hand in hand in doing this, yourself and Ryan. So we say thank you for your commitment and your family's commitment to
this. I'm so happy to do it. And the impact that's happening just in buying a t-shirt or being a donor for one of the auction items, every single dollar is going directly back to the autism community. And that is just, how can you not get behind that?
Well, yes. And especially when you hear, not to say negative things about other charities, but you don't always know where all the money's going,
exactly.
Right? And to know that all of the money is going toward that is really, really significant, and it makes a real difference. So,
absolutely.
So thanks so much.
No, thank you for having us.
Have you gotten comfortable with your celebrity?
No, not even a little bit. Radio is my comfort zone. This is what I did in college. But no, it'll never be normal to me that people want to meet me or want to say hello or want to take a picture. I'm like, gosh, this must be so disappointing.
People
see me out in the grocery store and they're like, are you? And I'm like, is it because I look like a slob? Like, you're like, there's no way that she's...
No.
You inspire a lot of people.
I'm very, very grateful that I've been given the platform that I've been given, and I'm happy to use it for things like the Eagles Autism Challenge or the foundation or women in sports, raising
young... Former athlete yourself.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm still coaching, so I keep that in mind as well. So all of those things I'm super grateful for. As much as I would love to not be... in the spotlight, I'm happy to use it for good. So I apologize to the people who are sick of seeing my face. Same.
No, we Same. Love you.
No,
you.
You're always thank welcome
you.
Here.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll get back to it.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Ryan.
T-shirts again, EaglesRadiothon.com. It's right there on the front, $30. So thanks, Kylie.
All right. Yeah. For years, you've heard the Glatt Group on WIP talking about their amazing services. Now, we all know that I'm bald and beautiful, but not everyone can be so lucky. The Glatt Group knows so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glatt Group have restoration treatments to strengthen your hair before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant. And their newest option is completely non-invasive. That's right. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for transepidermal delivery. Now, that's where the growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles. And both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call. Always at the forefront of technology. Call them today. 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. Again, the number is 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com and tell them Ikery sent you.
The Twitter question today, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Shop the home team at marks-jewelers.com. We will get the grades for our draft, which was yesterday, by the way, at 5:30 today. How many wins will the Eagles have this year? I'm heartened by the reasonableness of this poll.
The fan base? Where they at?
So The options are
scaredy cats.
The options are 8 to 10, 11 to 12, 13, 14, and 15 plus. Leading
11 to 12.
11 to 12, 54%.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just, I don't want, you know, I
don't
like
the crazy 13 or 14 wins. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's be excited for that. Let's not just say, oh, I knew this was coming the whole time.
What?
Hey, everybody's starting to realize what the defense is.
Yes. Like, oh, wait, Vic Fangio doesn't play? He doesn't play. So he just sits on the, he just tells them what to do?
Right.
Oh, I didn't know. 5% say 15 plus, 26% say 13 or 14, and 15% say 8 to 10. Oh, feels pretty reasonable to me, you know? Yeah. They won 11 last year, and last year was a disaster by all accounts, at least at the end. So coming up next, so speaking of disaster, you know, the Phillies won the last series, but Taiwan Walker was not great,
really?
I think you could say.
Yeah, what do you use big words?
Well, they've lost 9 consecutive starts that he has.
Is that bad?
Yeah. So we will talk to Larry Anderson next about the huge series coming up against the Braves, by the way. This series starting tonight on WIP, by the way, first pitch at 6:40. The Phillies are 5 games up on the Braves, and this is a 4-game series.
Ooh.
This can be a very, very important season either way. Important series, either way. So I'll talk to Larry Anderson about Taiwan Walker as well as the Braves series. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.